astronauts complete spacewalk for solar array modifications. NASA astronauts Jessica Meyer and Anil Menon successfully wrapped up a spacewalk outside the International Space Station on Thursday, August the 6th, marking Menon's first career spacewalk and the sixth for Meyer. Prior to stepping outside, the NASA astronauts completed hands-on preparation aboard the space station to ensure a smooth operation. Tool and gear configuration. The duo spent time inside the Quest airlock configuring tools and staging their spacesuits. Procedure reviews. They worked closely with fellow crew members Jack Hathaway from NASA and Sophie Ardnaught from ESA, who reviewed the spacewalking procedures. Hatha and Ardnaught also assisted with spacesuit configurations and were assigned to monitor the extravehicular activity from inside while helping Meyer and Menon into and out of their suits. During the 6-hour 27-minute excursion, the duo accomplished their primary objectives by preparing the station 3B power channel. This critical maintenance lays the groundwork for the future installation of new rollout solar arrays, which will apply additional electrical power to the orbiting laboratory. The upgraded power capacity will support vital station systems as well as future safe, controlled deorbit of the outpost. Thursday's extravehicular activity marked the 281st spacewalk conducted in support of International Space Station assembly, maintenance and upgrades. SpaceX rocket impact, lunar orbiter captures aftermath. The final resting place of a SpaceX Falcon 9 upper stage has been documented on the lunar surface. On the morning of Wednesday, August the 5th, 2026, the 4,000 kilogram rocket body slammed into the moon at approximately 8,690 kilometers per hour, creating a crater estimated to be up to 27 meters wide. Impact observations. South Korea's Korea Pathfinder lunar orbiter, Danuri, successfully captured images of the impact site. According to the Korea Aerospace Research Institute, the orbiter began imaging 30 minutes before the collision and performed 8 sessions as it passed over the site, securing vital before and after data. Beyond orbital imagery, scientists detected evidence of the impact from Earth. Plume detection. Researchers at the Lovell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, reported measuring a sodium and lithium gas plume spanning several tens of kilometers, which lasted for 5 to 10 minutes following the impact. Visual confirmation. Astronomers at the Institute, and I'm not going to try and pronounce the name, in Spain also captured preliminary video footage of material being ejected from the lunar surface at the time of the predicted impact. The Falcon 9 upper stage had been orbiting Earth since launching the private robotic landers Blue Ghost and Resilience in January of 2025. Because of the stage had exhausted most of its fuel to reach a high moon-crossing orbit, it could not deorbit in Earth's atmosphere. Over time, a combination of solar activity and gravitational forces pushed the stage onto its eventual collision course. While the impact was not the intended outcome for the rocket, researchers view this as a unique opportunity to study artificial impacts. Data from Danuri will be combined with future observations from NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, or LRO, to analyze the impact site. Experts hope this research will help clarify the multimodal hazards posted by space debris in future lunar infrastructure and astronauts, as well as test methods for locating seismic impact events. And for more information on this, you can go to www.space.com and do a search for SpaceX Falcon 9. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 16th of August, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 1630 to 1641. SO50 or Saudi Sat 1C, 1145 to 1158, and finally Chapisa Sat 1557 to 1608. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.